Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So NASCAR is back, and we saw it come back last weekend in Darlington, ran again on Wednesday, Xfinity last night. So this is cool. NASCAR is back, and that means that Matt Kenseth is back, and he has jumped around a little bit over the last couple of seasons, but now has a home with Chip Ganassi Racing and the number 42 Chevy car. And how about this? Coming back ice cold and finishes 10th last weekend in Darlington. Matt joins us here on the show this morning. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
I appreciate you being with us. I mean, that's not an easy thing to jump into a new team. And then after quarantine, there's no NASCAR, there's no qualifying, there's no practicing, and you just got to get in the car and you have a top 10 finish. Was it difficult to just kind of jump in cold turkey and do it?
Well, it was. I mean, certainly we had a good result on Sunday for our first race together. But, certainly a lot of adjustments. Basically, that day went pretty smooth. There's some mistakes I made, but was able to rebound from them and get a decent finish. So I still feel like I got a lot to learn to get back to being my best. Certainly a lot of little things to clean up on. But yeah, the first race ended pretty well. It went pretty good, and we ended at our best.
Now, what was it like to arrive to the racetrack in such different circumstances? Nothing right now is the same, I guess, except when you're behind the wheel of the car. But what was that experience like last Sunday morning?
Yeah, it was different. I mean, when you showed up, to me, it felt like you showed up at a test. You know, there wasn't really anybody there but the teams, obviously, and the haulers, and it was kind of quiet. So that felt kind of strange that you're actually racing like that. But, honestly, once they throw the green flag and you're out there with other cars, it doesn't really feel any different. It feels the same, really. And I think it's really neat that everybody got to turn on Fox and get back to watching racing, even if fans can't be at the track yet. So the race itself felt exactly the same. Pre-race, post-race definitely felt a lot different.
Matt Kenseth joins us this morning here on the show. You're right. Fans just wanted to watch racing. They wanted to watch sports again. And it was some of the highest ratings for a non-Daytona race that NASCAR has had in more than 5 years. And so knowing that role, that fans are so desperate to watch you guys come back, is that a cool role to take on, a cool responsibility, knowing that so many people are kind of looking for you for some happiness and diversion right now?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it'll be one of the first sports back, and to give the fans and really a lot of people that maybe aren't, necessarily diehard NASCAR fans, but are sports fans and, want to watch some live sports again. It was a great opportunity for us to get out there and, for all our sponsors and the teams and for the fans as well, and just try to start the slow march back to normalcy, hopefully.
You have two races under your belt, 10th place finish in the first one last Sunday, 30th the other day. So I want to know, what are the things you've got to work on that you're looking at race by race by race, considering there's such a consolidated schedule right now? I'm guessing you can tinker and work with more on a shorter timeline.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit tough because you don't get any practice. I mean, which sounds like it's the same for everybody, but basically everybody that I know of, besides us, has been working with the same race team. So they kind of got a notebook from all the different racetracks and what their car felt like, what they wanted it to feel like, what they wanted it to feel like next time back, where we don't really have any of that. We are starting off for the first time together, and are kind of learning as we go without the benefit of having track time and practice and testing and all that stuff. So it's certainly been, you know, a little bit more challenging. I just kind of got to trust Chad and the guys to kind of put in the car what they've had success with before, and then as a driver try to adapt to that as quickly as I can, as good as I can, and then at the same time have them start adjusting for maybe the things that I feel like I need in the car to be able to run better at the same time. So it's definitely a process, and doesn't really just happen immediately, but the way the schedule is laid out, it almost needs to. So just keep working on it, you know, as hard as we can, and just keep trying to get better every week.
You know, it's interesting because all of America right now is wondering about coronavirus and how life goes on as normal and testing and all of that and quarantine. All of us are dealing with that right now. What's your life like right now? I mean, during the week, do you just see your family and nobody else? Do you have to be quarantined in a hotel room? How often do you get tested? What is the week like?
No, you know, everything is, well, so far, I mean, Darlington, Charlotte, and even Bristol coming up, and really Atlanta is a little farther away, but everything's within driving distance of the house. So I've been staying at home and just driving down, you know, race morning, driving back after the race. So I've pretty much been home with our family. Our family's been home probably even more than most. We haven't really left since all this stuff has started. So, you know, none of this is great. Obviously a lot of people suffering. It's, you know, a scary thing, and society's definitely a lot different right now until they can, you know, figure out what's next. But, there's also some silver linings, you know, and one of those has been to, be home with our family and spend so much time together, and all our girls, you know, kind of learning each other more and getting along more and being more creative and playing together more. Like there's been a lot of really fun things with our family time, at least for us. So so that part I've really enjoyed. Last day of quote unquote school was yesterday. So just keep trying to find different things to do with the kids and just, you know, enjoy and kind of cherish our time together, because life is so busy typically that there's so many school activities and kids sports activities and us doing things and everything that you don't always get that much time together. So, so really for me, it's certainly changed. I'm traveling to go race and I'm getting to the shop more often and, doing more work around the racing part of it, but still spending a big chunk of time at home.
Yeah, that's good perspective. I think a lot of people are figuring that out as well over the course of the last couple of months. Finally, back on Sunday's race, we could hear you at the end of stage one to talk to the team radio team, come over to the team radio and say, when's the next hot dog break? So I want to know, going into Memorial Day weekend, which is such a big grilling weekend, what does Matt Kenseth have on his hot dog?
I got to be honest. I can't remember the last time I had a hot dog.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, we've had some bad experiences. When my kids were little, we would let them eat hot dogs occasionally, and it didn't work out good for them the last few times that they've been sick. That was the last thing that they ate.
Okay.
So since that, it kind of soured us on them. So it's been several years. But I really, a good friend of mine one year for Christmas gave me a big green egg for Christmas, and nice. I really enjoy cooking and smoking stuff on that. So. So I don't know what I'm going to make. I got to figure out something to make Monday. I made beer can chicken yesterday, which is about the best you could make on the egg, but, I'll figure out something to grill.
Oh, that sounds amazing. How's the beer can chicken?
It's great. The kids love it. They devour it, and I do too. It's probably one of the best things you can make on there. Turns out really well.
Awesome. What'd you think about Denny Hamlin's creepy mask of his own face?
You know, it's funny. I've seen him, pre-race. He was walking out there, and he was probably 50 feet behind me, and I had to take a double take, and you know, so I thought it was I thought it was okay. It was creative. I mean, it's a serious situation, but you gotta have fun with stuff at the same time. So it looked like looked a little bit kind of like a clown, right?
Yes,
like it was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Pretty cool. NASCAR is back coming up on Sunday. Once again, they are at it from Charlotte Motor Speedway. Matt Kenseth driving the number 42 Chevy car, joining us here on the show. Matt, congratulations on the top 10 finish in race number one. Looking forward to watching you guys coming up this weekend, man. Thanks so much.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
You got it. Matt Kenseth, big fan of beer, chicken, and not hot dogs. Hot dogs got Matt Kenseth's kid sick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.